Good morning. High pressure centered overhead overnight allowed clear skies and light winds to push the temperature down through the 20s in many locations across interior New York and New England, starting off in the teens this morning. We'll have a good amount of sunshine thanks to that high pressure to start the day, and that will send temperatures back up through the 20s and into the 30s as high clouds start to move in from the west. With the high pressure center retreating out over the Atlantic Ocean, the door will be open for a southerly breeze to push in more clouds as we get through the afternoon as a front approaches from the Great Lakes. Most of the energy and moisture associated with this front will lift to our north and west and into southern Canada, but as the front passes by tonight, we do run the risk of a few passing rain showers. With temperatures dipping back into the 30s, there could be a few pockets of freezing rain overnight, mainly across mountain valleys in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, but precipitation will be very light and spotty. Most of this will dry out by sunrise tomorrow, and with a new area of high pressure building in, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and high temperatures near 50. The warm-up will continue as we head toward the latter part of the week, Thursday well into the 50s, even a run at 60 with a mix of sun and clouds before another storm system gets going through the middle of the country and heads toward the Great Lakes. We'll be on the milder side of this system when with a warm front passing by on Friday, we'll have clouds and a few showers, but highs still well into the 50s. The brunt of the storm will pass through interior New York and New England on Saturday with a good shot of rain. Temperatures will stay in the 50s, but big changes behind this system for Sunday as the wind flips around to the northwest and becomes gusty, driving in much colder air with scattered snow showers and highs in the upper 30s on Sunday. Blustery and cold on Monday with highs in the mid-30s with passing snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain and mountain snow will persist across much of the west as a vigorous low-pressure system crosses the Intermountain region and into the northern high plains and upper Midwest. Heavy rain will result in flooding for some areas, and heavy snow will be possible at higher elevations. Precipitation will slowly decrease over the Pacific Northwest and California by midweek as the system reaches the central United States. The potential for heavy snow in the northern Rockies will taper off later this afternoon, while chances for snow in the Great Basin will continue into tomorrow. Flood warnings are in effect for a large part of central and northern California, and winter storm warnings for the mountains. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 28 degrees with a northeast wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 19 degrees, the dew point 13, 77% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.39 inches, and it's holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fort Myers and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 5 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 40s, Boston increasing clouds in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, thickening clouds with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 35, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall. For the month, 22.2 inches of snow, which is 13.3 inches above normal. And 41.2 inches of snow for the season, which is 2.4 inches of snow below normal. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 724. That's 76 below normal. And 4,007 heating degree days for the season, which is 644 below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 65, set in 1981, and the record low, 10 below zero, in 2015. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:35 p.m., 10 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine will be followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid 40s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid 40s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Scattered showers tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with highs around 50, partly to mostly sunny on Thursday, mid to upper 50s. Clouds and scattered showers Friday becoming breezy back into the mid-50s. A good chance of rain Saturday, but still in the 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder, with snow showers Sunday, upper 30s. And morning snow showers on Monday, followed by increasing sun, but still blustery and colder, with high temperatures in the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.